Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast as we come to you live via iHeart, TuneIn Radio, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Tuesday into a Wednesday, abbreviated week, gave you a little bit of a encore presentation of the program on Memorial Day. Hope everyone is safe and sound. We were not devoid of a lot of sports, right? I mean, NHL, NBA, still going full steam ahead, and away we go. And I tell you right now, the conference finals have just been brutal. I mean, the Celtics sweep Indiana. The only, I guess, saving grace would be, hey, they were contentious games, but for one, last Friday night was 16-point win by the Celtics, but a very entertaining series. Could easily be should have been 2-2 or at least 3-1. They should be playing another game. So listen, the finals won't tip until a week from Thursday, for crying out loud, June 6th in Boston, Massachusetts, and they will line up opposite of the Dallas Mavericks, who I would think would polish off the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, but they're not going to squander four straight. It's a dream world. So we're going to get Luka Doncic, who could be a reasonable facsimile thereof, of Larry Bird. And if you think I'm full of baloney, and Dom will tell you, and Dom's a big Doncic guy. He's a phenomenal basketball player. I don't like his, the way he carries himself on the court. He complains on every play. But listen, he is not the sole card-carrying members of the Fellowship for the Miserable when they're playing. He just isn't. I mean, there's a lot of guys like that, and 99% of the guys that whine a lot tend to be superstar caliber ball players. So say what you want. And the puck, how about the city of Dallas? How large are they living right now? Stars and Mavs going to make the early summer very entertaining in the Metroplex. So that's where we get started today. The Dodgers losing again. They are playing horrific baseball on their Midwest and East Coast sojourn. So we'll get it started here. We come back here. Sports Overnight, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. We're coming right back.
Don't even trip. I told her, get with the program. Walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we cruise along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline, American Premium Vodka. Check them out and celebrate responsibly, which we all hope you did. Of course, weather was the real conundrum and real problem in this country over the weekend. Just terrible, terrible storms. And we've had our share of the tornadoes here in the Midwest, in particular Greenfield, Iowa. Not to be mistaken with my hometown of Greenfield, Massachusetts. So away we go. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. Just a couple opening thoughts. Listen, the conference finals, I delude myself into thinking, you know, hey, listen, the best two teams have arrived at the conference finals, and that isn't always the case. I think I'm most shocked by Minnesota. I mean, I picked them to emerge in the West, but this Dallas team, and I'll get into that in a moment, and I want to go inside Luka Doncic. I mean, just the other night, when you look at the stat line, I'll get to the T-Wolves in a moment, might as well get to Dallas. 41 minutes played, 33 points out of Doncic, and Kyrie Irving, who I say is the malcontent on the mend. Somehow his brain is finally in sync with his with his actions, finally. He just looks like a forward thinker. He's jovial. His post-game interviews with Ali LaForce don't look forced. They look natural, and he looks like he's happy, finally. Now, I mean, he has displayed this penchant for just being mercurial out of nowhere. I mean, it's like, you know, what side of the bed does he wake up on is the kind of image and kind of the behavioral actions that he exudes. I mean, he's an odd duck. But listen, that should not take anything or take away a stone-cold fact. The man is a world-class basketball player. 41 minutes, 33 points. Off the dribble, he is, I think, sometimes impossible to guard. I don't even know where to start. Right-handed, tiny Archibald at times. I date myself, a Tim Hardaway crossover dribble, blows by a guy like he's not even, you know, not even moving. It's just, when he's on, I don't know that there's a guard in the league that I would want more than Kyrie Irving. And that's kind of an alarming statement, because with it comes a whole bunch of baggage. But it seems now more than ever, he's minimizing it. I don't know if maybe, who knows, maybe Mark Cuban, Maybe it's Jason Kidd who at times kind of displayed some of the same things. I mean, you got to remember Jason Kidd when he was coaching Brooklyn, DWI, slammed his car into a tree. Kidd had some, you know, crazy off the court stuff. You remember his wife and the child at the Garden and getting verbally jousted by the Celtics Nation. We'll have more on that coming up because Kyrie's coming to town in all probability. So as you sit back and you just roll this end to one big ball, going back to my point, you expect your conference finals to be, you know, entertaining and to be contentious. And they've been anything but. Now, you can't say Indiana-Boston wasn't entertaining, but it wasn't great basketball. It wasn't. And home court is weird for Boston, and it looked like they were going to squander game one. And when they survived game one, and I'm not saying I was the only one, but it was easy to forecast, easy to say with virtual certainty that the Indiana Pacers were not going to recover in any shape or form after they lost that game one. Because they didn't lose it. They gift-wrapped it and gave it away because they could not execute a simple basketball basic, and that's inbounding the basketball. They just couldn't do it. They didn't do it, and it cost them. And, you know, Jaylen Brown hits a 1 in 50% chance of hitting a corner three with Siakam hanging all over him. It finds the bottom of the net and the rest is history, and the Celtics go on and win it in overtime. So there you go. And Indiana just did not recover. Meantime, Minnesota, with all that talent, this one stings, I think. Not just for me because I picked them, but this is a team that really looked like they were hitting their stride. Look it, they got to the finals in the Western Conference by knocking out the defending world champions, and that's no simple task. It was a very cumbersome task, even though they jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the series, winning on the standing champions' home hardwood, which, you know, at Ball Arena. That was an outstanding job. But then to come back to the Target Center and literally fell apart. And just you could almost, you know, etch it in concrete. They weren't coming back from that. Fell down 3-2, came back, won a very spirited game, and then ultimately spit the bit. And now they won it, I should say. And now they look like they're staring down the absolute virtual certainty of getting swept. Now, that being said, hey, they get one tonight. You know, you live to play another day. What we're going to start to see here now is the idea that, hey, the Celtics are going to get a full 7-8 days rest. The Mavs, if they don't finish business and they play with the T-Wolves like a mouse does, or I should say a cat does with a mouse, or the cat does with a proverbial ball of yarn. If Dallas doesn't finish the deal, then you're going to get into, well, hey, they're not as rested as the Celtics. Advantage Boston. Boston enjoys home court advantage by virtue of their 68-14 regular season record. That's what you're going to debate. I don't think either situation matters. I don't think the Celtics are going to be overly rested, so stale. I think they're going to get what they deserve, a sweep. They've played nobody. They played an undermanned team every single step of the way in these playoffs. They have. Every single team that they've beaten has lost key players, and Indiana didn't have Halliburton. So you really have to kind of couple that and bring it into the conversation when you look at Boston. They were very, very fortuitous in the playoffs, beating up Miami team, beating up Cleveland team with no Donovan Mitchell, and a forlorn, mentally injured team, mentally bruised team after game one. And then they lose Halliburton, and then it's, 6-2 and even, adios. So there you go. All right, let's get a quick hit in here, Dom. I know you're a huge fan. I am too. I love him. But boy, he's got a streak in him, and I'm not knocking him. But is Doncic getting kind of the label of being, I don't know, not a crybaby, but hell of a basketball player. But man, is this guy verbal out there. Give me a quick hit because I know you love this guy. Let's hear.
He's a crybaby. I'll say it. He's a crybaby. He whines. Right, good. 100% right. Whines. And we've seen it with, you know, name your star. LeBron whines. James Harden whines. Kevin Durant, not as bad as the other guys. Steph complains a lot. Now, to be fair, Steph also doesn't get a lot of calls the other guys do. I think it's just an NBA thing. It's a cultural thing now. We see it with Caitlin Clark. We see it with soccer players. It's just a cultural thing trying to get the call. And, you know, when you do ask and cry and beg for the calls, eventually you're going to get some. And sometimes those calls can be incredibly beneficial to your team. Other times, you just look like a geek whining, a crybaby. Like, that's a factual statement. You're not wrong by going on a limb and saying that. He whines a lot, and he's gotten some texts, especially in this playoffs, from not stopping crying. So it happens. But he, like you said, he is a fantastic player. And I tried to tell you, Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, the two softest big men in the league.
I know.
They are getting punked by Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively Jr., or the third.
Yeah, and Gafford, I remember him at Arkansas, was a banger, and that's where I was going with them. They are Pillsbury Doughboys soft. They are. And there's no excuse. And I wrote in my blog today, hey, they're toast. They've had a hell of a season. But if they don't change that physical and that mental toughness and the physical brawniness that it takes to win at this level, you know what the T-Wolves are going to be? They're going to be bridesmaids during this era. I don't care how good Edwards ultimately is. They will never win ultimately the prize or get to the prize stage unless they get tougher. Excellent observation. All right, we're coming back. Rick Carter on hockey. I'm hoping later on in the week we'll get Brock Hines in here. We got a lot of TV, radio, media. He is excellent on puck, too. And let's be honest, folks, this hockey is better than the hoops right now. It just is. We're coming back on Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Talking the world of sports here, we're going to go inside the more exciting of the two, the NBA in the buckets and the NHL in the pucks. I mean, let's be honest, the NHL, and they have an advantage. They just do. It's something about sudden death overtime, and we saw it with a crazy game on Sunday with the Rangers in Florida. I mean, it's just a crazy game. Florida up 2-0, Rangers even it up. Rangers go up 4-2, Panthers come storming back 4-4. And then, as so often is the case, you'd have to say quasi fluke goal, put the Rangers over the top 2-1 going into tonight's absolute got to have game for the, Florida Panthers. Let's get him in here. One of our two outstanding hockey analysts, along with Brock Hines. He's our man from Chicago. He's Rick Carter. Rick, welcome aboard. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Marty?
Good. Let's start, if we can, before we look at tonight, because you've been on fire. You really have. And you warned us about Stuart Skinner. How much do you want to lay at the feet of Stuart Skinner? And by the way, the goal that broke the 3-3 tie, Robertson's third to complete the hat trick when he tucked the biscuit in the floorboard cupboard. Oh, my God. What a fluky, weird goal. How much do you want to weigh on how much do you want to weight the disaster that was Edmonton losing a 2-0 lead and ultimately getting beat 5-3 at the hands or at the skates, if you will, of one Stuart Skinner, their netminder? Let's hear.
Well, I you know, if you take a look at the four goaltenders left in the playoffs right now, Stuart Skinner is clearly the least accomplished, and I think to win a Stanley Cup you need outstanding goaltending at all times, bar none. So, you know, I like the Edmonton team, but man, it's tough to give up some of the goals that he's given up.
Yeah, no doubt. How do you see it now? Has the whole tenor of that series changed? Because, you know, Dallas has been all over the place, too, going back to the opening round series against Vegas. But since then, and they recovered from 0-2 down, blowing two games on their home ice. Let's be honest. Dallas has just been, I mean, prolific. And they look very, very dangerous right now. We won't get into the finals just yet. Where are you? What is your temperature read on the Dallas Stars right now?
I still like Edmonton in that series, but there's no question that Dallas has got a very, very deep team. And now with the addition back with Roope Hintz, you know, you don't want to see – Edmonton does not want to see Hintz light a fire under Robertson. You know, they play together all the time, and they're very good on special teams as well. So – it just adds an extra element to the Stars' game, getting a guy like Hintz back, who's one of the linchpins for their team for sure.
Other than McDavid,
I still like Edmonton in the series, but I think it goes seven. You know, and I think Edmonton prevails in spite of their goaltending.
All right, interesting. Now, okay, so what is going to fuel Edmonton? Your original take was Connor McDavid. He came up huge. If Edmonton does what you say they're going to do, win it 4-3, what is going to fuel it, do you think? It sounds like offense, and we're going to see some potentially high-scoring games. What are you saying here? Let's hear in detail.
I think they're going to be high-scoring games, but, you know, when – you know, the NHL is so crazy. It seems like every game a team goes up by two or three goals and they give it up. And that seems crazy to me. Like, you cannot give up a two or three goal lead in the playoffs and expect to be a champion. That's crazy to me. But that's just the way, that seems to be the way the NHL is right now. So, you know, add in, you know, with McDavid, you certainly have to add in the other superstars as well. You've got Draisaitl, Bouchard. Hyman has been on fire. You know, the guy just finds ways to score. I was not a goal scorer, but I guarantee if you put me on Connor McDavid's line and my stick's on the ice, something's going in for me.
Rick, you're funny. I love it. All right, good stuff. So there you go, picking Edmonton and sticking to your guns. You've been on fire, so we'll keep the beat going for you. All right, let's switch our attention. Man, this series has just been crazy. It is Shesterkin. Look, how can I mean, he gave up a couple of bad goals, a couple of fluky goals. I mean, this series is just crazy. Florida is rightfully favored tonight, but man, if I'm a Cat fan down there in Sunrise, Florida, South Florida, I'm nervous. I'm just you know what? It seems to me, Rick, and we're talking to Rick Carter inside the NHL on the puck, we call it. I just feel like the Rangers have a little bit of gold dust sprinkled on them. They really do. I don't know if it's Lady Luck sitting over their shoulder. What's your take on the Rangers? It seems like they might be, and I hate when people say this, but I'm going to do it anyways, a team of destiny. Give me your take on the Broadway Blue Shirts.
Well, they certainly have been a team of destiny, for sure. They have, you know, they have all those intangibles that that don't come out on the stat sheet. You know, every single component of the game, you know, puck possession, shots on net, you'd look at it, you'd be like, wow, Florida's just dominating them. But, you know, Florida, it's a little tricky because Florida tends to throw the kitchen sink at you and, you know, hopefully some go in. So they're going to continue that game. Expect a tough series going forward here. And I think this game, this series goes seven also. You know, you got Lady Luck with the Blue Shirts, and you've got a team that is up and down the lineup solid. Same with the Rangers. You know, it's you've got two very good teams there. I still like Florida, but man, it's going to be hard fought every step of the way. I wouldn't even be surprised to see Florida go down 3-1 and come back and still have a game seven. It's just the way the NHL is playing out this year. I can't explain it from a coaching standpoint. Wow, can you imagine sitting on your bench giving up multiple goals in a game? And it just doesn't seem logical.
Listen, I'm not going to knock the guy. I just, and maybe it's my my ignorance. I just think Bobrovsky is an overrated goaltender. I do. I think Shesterkin is far heads and shoulder a better goaltender. Bobrovsky seems to be so lucky, and he ran out of luck the other day. He did. And he gives up fluky goals. He just does. I mean, I know that puck went in off the stick handle, midway up the stick handle. It looked like it went off the midsection. You know, I don't know. Am I nuts saying that that Bobrovsky, the Russian netminder, is overrated there with the Cats, Florida Panthers? Let's hear.
I don't agree with that. I think he's a world-class goaltender, and world-class goaltenders, you need to get bodies in front of them to get their line of sight away from the you know what's happening on the ice. Because if you give them a clean look at any of these shots, they're typically going to make the save. But you know, you put a guy in front of them, and it's funny how that puck tends to ping pong ball around, and it just finds the, you know, goal scorers find the net some way, somehow, and that's what's happening right now. Although, you know, the Rangers are doing it with, you know, some role players. That's what you need to win, and that's been the difference so far.
And they are. There's no question. Kreider's been held in check. Fox has been held in check. You nailed it. Role players coming to the fore for the Rangers. All right, give me the last question here, or I might sneak another one in before we let you go here. I really appreciate you, Rick Carter. On puck, here we are, NHL Stanley Cup. We're in the conference finals. Stanley Cup finals loom. Give me the ebb and flow as you forecast tonight between the Panthers and Rangers. Given what we saw on Sunday, what kind of carryover from Sunday? Give me the ebb and flow and the outcome of tonight's game. Let's hear.
I think you're going to have some changes in the lineup for the Panthers, and I think you'll have a harder fought game from them, and I think they grind out. I think they grind the blue shirts down tonight, and I think that's going to happen. Certainly from that Kachuk line, you're going to see. I don't know exactly what the lineup's going to look like, but I have a feeling if you take a look at the I think you're going to have Barkov between Verhaeghe and Reinhart. Bennett is going to go back between Kachuk and Rodriguez. And I think those two lines, wow, it's going to be a tough game to beat the Florida Panthers at home tonight. When their backs are on, this is on the line for them right now. Nobody wants to go down 3-1. So I predict a Panthers victory, but not without some drama for sure.
Yeah, when you mentioned that, and that Rodriguez kid, Toronto born and raised, boy, he's a sniper. He's tough. He took a nasty spill in that game. Pound for pound, one final question. We only got 60 seconds, so I need a 10-second answer. Who's the more talented team, Rangers or Panthers? Real quick, 10 seconds.
I think the Panthers are. Top to bottom. Top to bottom, there's no weaknesses there whatsoever. Not that the Rangers have a lot of weaknesses, but I think from a team standpoint, I think, top to bottom, the talent is heavier with the Florida Panthers right now versus the Rangers.
That's a big statement. Rick, we love you for coming on, man. Keep your phone close by. We'll be in touch. Thanks for the contribution, my friend. Excellent.
Marty, thanks so much. Look forward to tonight.
You got it. Rick Carter, he and Brock Hines do an outstanding job on this radio program. We're coming back on Sports Byline.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work, and in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll along here into a late Tuesday, into a Wednesday overnight here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe, American Forces as well. Yeah, over the weekend, just tough things. Talked about it on the weekend show. PGA Tour professional Grayson Murray, suicide at age 30, battled alcohol and mental health issues, just withdrew from the Charles Schwab down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and turned up having committed suicide. Just very devastating. Reading the family statement was just gut-wrenching. And to see Justin Thomas, Webb Simpson, Luke Donald, some of the PGA players taking to social media to get their thoughts out. And then the interview with CBS was hard to watch. It just was these tour professionals breaking down. It, you know, we can say what we want. The PGA golfers, despite being fractured by the numerous defections to the LIV Tour, ironically named LIV, and a lot of people think the PGA Tour might be circling the drain, which I think is a great out of control exaggeration, but the PGA Tour is wobbling, and to see these guys, you know, stay unified and try to stick together and somehow seek out some kind of, whether it's a merger or something, who knows, the whole thing is just very distasteful. And then when something like this happens, it just puts everything else really on the back burner. And McIlroy, with his marital situation being much publicized, and then the, you know, the incessant rumors about his relationship with Balionis, the commentator, the gal on CBS, who is a, you know, is separated from her husband, a former NFL quarterback or college quarterback. I don't know if I think he had a cup of coffee in the NFL, but you know, it's just been, as far as the PGA Tour, it's just been one really, I won't say disastrous situation, but, you know, the tour is coming to grips that, you know, Tiger is at the end. I mean, this is the end. And we're getting our head around the idea that Tiger's not going out in a blaze of glory. And very few athletes do. I mean, you could probably count on maybe a hand and a half. Name players whose story, and I'm talking superstars, who go out in a blaze of glory. Not a lot do, when you think about it. Did Joe Montana? Yeah, not really. Did Jerry Rice? I don't think so. And if memory serves, Jerry Rice went out with nary a whimper as he was toiling with the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, that was nothing against the Seahawks, but his role with that team was so minuscule and so diminished, he would have made a greater impact in the Arena Football League. Even guys like Carl Yastrzemski, and now I think Ted Williams might be an exception. Did he not homer in his last at-bat? Somehow I want to say that. But it was a sobering weekend, and as you looked at the PGA Tour and you saw this story unfold, you realized that there's a lot of mental health issues. We see it in we see it in all sports. We really do. I mean, and we see it in society. It is a societal issue. It just is. I mean, suicide happens daily, And it's very, very scary. And there are players that are saying, what did I miss? How about his playing partners from his final round on Friday? You know, they're sitting there going on to the next tour stop saying, what did I miss? What did I miss? But, you know, people on the verge of, I guess, taking their own lives can conceal it and can fool us. And so you can't take everything at face value, right? And these players who now have to carry on, you know, they're very, very prone themselves to, you know, some self-sabotage. You know, their game easily could go south. The guys have even hinted at, you know, taking a week or two off just to try to keep their perspective and kind of reboot their whole outlook on life, on life's terms. So very, very scary stuff. And then, obviously the dastardly disease of cancer claims 71-year-old basketball legend Bill Walton, who to say was irreverent, was at times off the wall, goofy, annoying, infuriating with some of his commentary. But let's not let his quirkiness, let's say, to polish it up a little bit. Let's not take Bill Walton's quirkiness and get in the way two facts, maybe three. He was one of the greatest college players to ever lace up a pair of Converse, probably at the time, right? I mean, there's no doubt. UCLA, biggest stage in college basketball, bar none. You can tell me about Duke, North Carolina, and the others. UCLA, okay? And so he was the standard bearer. He played for the legendary John Wooden. I'm not telling anything you don't know. One of the greatest scorers, rebounders, put together a box score, I want to say, of 41 points and 22 boards. Just a crazy, crazy, great NBA career and then or college career. And then number one pick, Portland, and all sorts of injuries and bone fusions and feet and ankle problems, only to then toil with the Clippers, which were the vagabond central for the castaway players of other NBA franchises, a compilation of misfits. And the redhead with the headband and the quirkiness, and obviously with some mood-altering substance streaming through his blood or veins, he found his way to Boston as part of the epic 85-86 Celtics, who at the time were in their fourth decade of existence and claiming yet another championship amid a backdrop of a 67-15 regular season record won. And that was outdone this year by this 2023-2024 Celtic installment, but a 40-1 record at home. Now think about that. They lost one game, and I'll get to that in a moment. 37-1 at the Garden, 3-0 at their home away from home over on I-84, where they played games three a year sometimes. I think it was three, sometimes five maybe. I think three at the Hartford Civic Center. And I think I did attend – I attended in their whole run with their games in Hartford. I think I probably went to five or six of them over the course of their skiing. And playing games over off I-84, Mass Pike to I-84 West, and lo and behold, 3-0 at the Hartford Civic Center. The Spurs matched it in 2016 by going 40-1 at home. The only team they lost to was the team that drafted Walton, and that was the Portland Trailblazers. But that Celtics team, which just mowed through the playoffs, I mean, Chicago, Atlanta, Milwaukee, and then ultimately Houston and winning it in six, that team was just it was just music on parquet panels, especially at home. Absolute beauty on the parquet panels of the Boston Garden. They just role players, Danny Ainge, Wedman, the obvious big three with Mikhail Bird and Parrish and Walton with his sixth man. He was the sixth man of the year, rightfully so. I mean, it was just a idyllic era and an idyllic basketball team, which I remember it like it was yesterday. You would, no offense to Gil Santos, their late TV guy, and the great Bob Cousy, who still lives to this day. like it was yesterday, turn down the volume on the TV, bring up Johnny Most and Glenn Ordway, and just listen to just the excitement and the, I don't want to go overboard and say the pageantry of Celtics basketball, but they were just almost impossible to beat. Went on their game, look out. Now, away from home, they ran into what every team runs into. Travel, especially back in the mid-80s. Injuries, they had their share. Walton, you know, wasn't a picture of health at that point, but I tell you what, he was serviceable. But he had one of his, ironically, most healthier runs in the league with his stay in Boston. But he could do more. Bill Walton could play 15 minutes and do basically what some players would impact a game having played 35 or 40. That's how impactful he was. Altered shots, block shots, rebounds, perfect outlet passes, assists, help side defense, shutting down a hot score. I mean, there was so many. I mean, the stat sheet did not truly reflect the impact that Bill Walton had on not only the Celtics, but certainly his college career. Yeah, he had some amazing statistical compilations, without a doubt. I'll tell you what he also had. He had some intangibles and altered shots and those aforementioned subtleties that made him a very special player. I mean, really. Now, the other side of him was, you know, the 1,000 Grateful Dead concerts. Okay. We get it. Mood-altering substances. I'm sure he was no stranger to it. He openly admitted that he smoked marijuana to coach John Wooden with a retort and a remark to Wooden, hey, coach, I'm going to, you know, just keep experimenting with this marijuana. It makes me feel good. And Coach Wooden said, that's great, Bill. I think you're going to love experimenting and continuing to do so with the marijuana at whatever school you go to next. In other words, you're either going to knock off the weed or you're going to be off the squad. And that apparently is a true story. And I took a little liberty with the actual way it probably unfolded. All that being said, the broadcast career was, I don't know. It was three parts annoying. Another part of Elmer Fudd. And then there was a bizarre and oftentimes and could be a mean-spirited, kind of like, hey, look at me type element to his broadcast style, which to me made him fodder for critics saying, you know what, he's disingenuous when he does the booth. He wants to be the sideshow, which was really a complete, I think, 180 turn away from the credibility that he had in his playing days. He became fodder for just, what are you talking about? You know, and I'm going to sound like a Iowa homer, but, you know, doing an Iowa State game in Hawaii and saying, why would you ever want to go to Iowa State or go to school in Ames, Iowa? I mean, stuff like that's just not necessary. But you know what? It got social media spinning. It got people to respond. And whether he'd admit it or not, he loved it. He loved it. Now, the guy that does it best without having to do it and do it with a preconceived attack or a preconceived plan, that's Sir Charles Barkley. Barkley is spontaneously and organically funny, irreverent, and at times off the wall, but it is so pure and just pure gold, you can't even duplicate it. You can't do it. I mean, his delivery in the broadcast studio is as unique as his golf swing, which is contorted, and he looks like a praying mantis who is stretching, getting out of bed in the morning. I mean, Charles Barkley is just crazy, but it is good. And he's been doing it for 24 years, for crying out loud. So like a friend of mine said, a wise man said to me, rest in peace, Bill Walton. But thank God I don't have to listen to another one of your broadcasts. We're coming back on Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer.
American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, cruising along here. Stay with us after the top of the hour. More sports talk to take you through the night here. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Byline. Rangers, Panthers tonight, Dallas Mavs, and the Minnesota T-Wolves will tee it up. And, such a good friend, Brock Hines, he made a great, great point. I'm not going to read it verbatim, but, you know, talking about the suicide and the things that have gone on just so tragically with tour players and some other athletes. We've seen it go back to Donnie Moore, gave up that home run to Dave Henderson in 86. And we all know what happened to Donnie Moore, took his life, never recovered from that. But yeah, you know, these athletes and all of us, you know, we get our annual physicals, which we should, but you know, how about not only an annual physical checkup, but you know, a mental evaluation? Who knows, this life, social media, all the things that we deal with, AI, which is very, very scary. There just seems to be a disproportionate amount of strife. Maybe it's an age thing with me. I have no idea. And I don't want to make it about me, but that being said, I think that is a really, really good idea. You know, be humble enough, be vulnerable enough to say, you know what, things aren't in order. And, you know, we are wired as human beings, and we can snap and we can break just like an automobile. And that's my buddy, Brock Hines. That is really, really well put, because we've seen this so much. You know, we've seen it with tennis players, Osaka and others, just under enormous pressure. Jennifer Capriati, when she played, so many of these people are just battling this mental strife and these load that they're carrying around. And we sit back and say, well, if it was me and I made all that money, I wouldn't have any stress. You know what? Easier said than done. until you walk in their very shoes. All right, great job, Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much. As always, a professional job. Thanks to Rick Carter. Thank you, Brock Hines, for your thoughts. Thank you all for listening. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us for more sports talk throughout the night, in the morning, here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America.